Stock, this is trading on David Lincoln Hoka. David, D-A-V-I-D, Lincoln Hoka is L-I-N-K-I-N-H-O-K-E-R, Lincoln Hoka. Date of birth is 3-17-67. Date of visit is 7-22-24. Please make copy for Erica O'Donnell, D.O. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of asthma and shortness of breath. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 57-year-old male who is overweight. Has had symptoms of shortness of breath with exertion and history for wheezing and has been using albuterol inhaler as well as Advair disc inhaler for relief of shortness of breath. The patient had previously been diagnosed to have obstructive sleep apnea and has used a CPAP mask. Since over 5 years. He denied any leg swelling or calf muscle pains, and he has had some joint pains, and also has a history of sinus drainage. The next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history of arthroscopy in 21 and a history of kidney stones and lithotripsy in 22 and 23. He is a known hypertensive for over 15 years. Next paragraph, habits. The patient was a smoker, one pack per day for over 15 years and drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of lung cancer. Mother is alive in good health and has had thyroid cancer. Next paragraph, allergies. Pollen dust and hay fever. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has had some weight loss and in the nice cataracts and glaucoma. He has some hoarseness, dizziness, and post nasal drip. He has urinary frequency and occasional flank pains. He has hay fever and wheezing and cough. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, but had diarrhea. Yes, depression. And tonight is easy, bruising or bleeding gums. He has no, he has knee joint pains and no muscle aches. He has headaches and numbness of the extremities. Denies blackout spells and no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Med list included fluticasone/salmeterol, 500 by 50 micrograms, one puff BID. Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily and enalapril 20 milligrams daily, trazodone 100 milligrams HS, bupropion 150 milligrams daily, and albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN, amlodipine 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, physical exam, this with moderately obese. Middle-aged white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There is no pallor, ictus, cyanosis. I'm sorry, there's no ictus, cyanosis, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 138 by 80. Pulse, 81. Respiration, 20. Temperature, 97.6. Weight is 274. Saturation, 95. HE and anophthalmic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise in the thyroid, enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And occasional wheezes in the upper chest, but no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular S1, S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no again, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal no edema. And I'm sorry, minimal edema and no calf tenderness. Human sign is negative. Reflexes the 1+ with no gross motor deficit, cranial nerves. Grossly intact skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2, history of hypertension. Number 3 is allergic to rhinitis. And number 4 is prostatic hypertrophy. Number 5 is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan the patient was advised to get a CT chest and a complete pulmonary function study since he has not had these recently. He will also get a CBC and an IgE level and a total eosinophil count. He is given a nebulizer to use at home with albuterol solution on a PRN basis. Continue the Wixela 500 by 50 micrograms, one per PID. I advise to come in for a follow-up here approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Erica O'Donnell, D.O. O'Donnell. Oh, the pastor came. D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Thank you, Stark D'Souza.